This is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Matt. It's great to be back.
So, you know, this week we have one of what's being called possibly the largest data breaches in history, and that was the breach of Epsilon, the email service provider. Can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Sure. Epsilon is a company that manages spam. I mean, let's call it what it is. Spam for a number of different organizations, huge organizations. They have like 2,500 clients, including major banks like JP Morgan Chase, Citibank, retail organizations like Kroger and Best Buy, Home Shopping Network, Disney Vacations, Hilton and Marriott. I know because I've gotten emails from Hilton and Marriott. And Epsilon got hacked and coughed up, it appears, all of the email addresses in conjunction with who they were customers of.
Interesting. Now, at this point, does anybody know or is there speculation around how the hackers gained access?
It appears that, you know, from what I've read, that Epsilon employees had been phished, and that a few months prior to that, a company called ReturnPath, which is a technology partner of Epsilon's, had warned them about this phishing attack going on. It was, you might call it a spear phishing attack. Specific employees were targeted, and certain employees seemed to install some malicious software that allowed remote attackers access to the mailing lists.
Now, obviously, with Epsilon's access to this large amount of email addresses, has there been an uptick in, I guess, the bad guys targeting email service providers? I think in December we had Silverpop, you know, a similar company to Epsilon that was also breached. I mean, why are the bad guys finding this so beneficial? And are we seeing a trend here that maybe these email service providers are a target?
Okay, so do you do business with the bank from Portugal?
No.
So if you get an email from a bank from Portugal that says, if you don't give me this security information, I'm going to have to close your account because there's a problem with it.
Right, you're not going to believe it.
Okay, but if you get an email that really appears to be from your bank,
right,
their odds are a lot higher that you're going to fall for it. So it's the quality of information that the bad guys were after. This is extremely high quality information for people that want to perform phishing attacks.
So those who say it's just email addresses, I mean, this is serious, because now with knowing the email addresses and the relationships, I guess, that these the customers have with the companies, that's valuable information.
That is. It's very valuable information.
And I guess, what can they do with it at this point, or what do you think we're going to see?
I think we'll probably see a ton of phishing attacks, trying to get account passwords and things like that, especially for the banking customers. I'm not so much familiar with phishing attacks against hotel frequent stayer plans, but that potentially could happen. You know, it's just a little bit more difficult to pull off because you have to show ID once you show up to take advantage of the nights. I think part of the reason we haven't seen a lot of activity around the theft yet is because the bad guys are mining the data. Right. So for spammers, this could be really important. When you can match up one email address with 500 different clients of Epsilon's, then you get a profile of the consumer, so you can target spam at them for things that they're more likely to click on.
Interesting. And I guess, what do these ESPs, these email service providers, need to do then to, you know, lock down the system? I mean, to deploy, you know, more advanced security or technology? And certainly, it seems like there needs to be some employee education as well.
Well, there does, but I think the real onus is on the customers of Epsilon. You know, I think pretty much everyone that does business with Hilton and with Chase Bank and Disney, well, maybe not Disney, but, you know, most of these companies thought that the companies they were doing business agreed not to share their email addresses with third parties.
Right.
And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if some legislation came out of all of this that required companies to be a lot more transparent about what they're sharing with whom.
Right, exactly. Great. Well, thanks so much, Randy. And I guess as a customer, then, if we receive these type of emails, we should just ignore them. I mean, obviously, kind of the same principles and recommendations that you've shared with us on the program in the past around, you know, not trusting things in email. Is that still the case here?
Yes, absolutely. And I just recently blogged about how to avoid a phishing attack on the ESET threat blog.
Great. Well, thanks so much, Randy. If you have any further questions for him on this topic, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow and like ESET on Facebook. And like Randy mentioned, visit the ESET blog, where there's also an infographic on how to avoid becoming a victim of a phishing attack. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.